Our weekly conversation with General Manager Rick Smith starts with, and really comprised wholly with, young guys. We're going to talk about Brian Brayman. He's a second-year undrafted free agent, had the block punt, returned it for a touchdown Sunday in the win. How important is a guy like Brayman, A, just for what he does for the team, and B, being an undrafted free agent, what that does for you guys?
Well, I mean, obviously his contribution, when you start with what he's doing for our football team and helping us win, he's one of our core special teams players. And what that means is you've got, you know, five or six special teams plays per game in different units. So the big four, the punt team, punt return, kickoff return, that's your core group, and he's on all four of those. And so he does a great job for us. He's got a lot of speed. He's an aggressive player. Those are attributes that you need and typically translate to success on special teams. And certainly he had the big play last week. And it was just a big play in the football game to give us, you know, the kind of cushion that we needed and some momentum. And so he's done a nice job for us, and he continues to do a nice job. And then the second part of the question, just with respect to, you know, college free agency and how important that is for us. You know, it's the more you can find players through the draft process, whether they're drafted or you know, free agents, you know, the better the balance of your football team is going to be. And he's certainly an example of that.
He's an interesting guy, and you can put air quotes around interesting, but what was your first face-to-face meeting like with Brian Brayman?
Well, it was interesting. You know, the thing that we had in-house is we had a guy who knew him and who stood on the table for him, and Bobby King was adamant that he knew that this guy, regardless of what any of the reports said, regardless of anything that we had heard to the negative about his past, that he would be able to come in and assimilate to our program and then also be accountable, but then also be a productive member of our football team.
Yeah,
he was adamant about that, and to his credit, you know, we listened, and it's working out well so far.
You know, a couple guys who are starting to work out well are some of your rookies, the third-rounders, Brandon Brooks and Devere Posey. You obviously saw a lot in them when you picked them. Let's start first with Brooks. He's gotten a little bit more playing time over the last month or so. Mm-hmm. What have you noticed?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, he's got a different skill set. He's got a different height, weight, speed ratio than most of our offensive linemen. Very gifted athlete for a man his size. And so that's the first thing that you see. You see a stronger, a more powerful, explosive guy when you add him to the group. And so that certainly bodes well for our run game. But he's learned. He's learned how to you know, his you know, his feet, his you know, pass protection angles, all those things that he's got to get better at or he had to work on. He's improved, and we've been able to kind of bring him along slowly, and he's shown improvement every time that he's had an opportunity, and that's what you look for when you give guys opportunities. You want to see them take advantage of it, and then you want to see them grow, and he certainly has done it. And then you mentioned Devere is the same way. You know, we brought him along slowly, and you know, the one thing about Devere is you know, it's in practice he's explosive. You know, all of a sudden he just catches your eye, mm-hmm. you know, because he's doing things that might be on the scout team, but his athleticism is showing up. And so, you know, we brought him along slowly, but boy, all the opportunities that he's had, he's continued to improve. And I expect that he'll get some more opportunities, and hopefully he'll help us down the stretch.
Clearly you saw a lot in him to take him, talking about Posey, but has the stuff, the explosiveness in practice and what we've seen in the last couple of games, has that kind of superseded what you saw on film and in person when he was at Ohio State?
No, it's validated. It's what we thought.
Really?
You know, he's a guy, he's got, you know, great length. You know, he's fast, he's long, he's got great hands and good ball skills. He's competitive at the point. That's one of the things that we see in practice. You know, if he's covered up, he's got the length to separate and still make catches. And so, you know, all those things are things that we saw. You know, some of the things like the toughness. I mean, he had a great catch in the ball game and caught a ball down the middle and took a good shot. Some of those things you didn't know as much, but you see him staying after. I mean, he's the last guy, literally. Every day, he and Lestar are the last guys on the practice field. So he's got that that want to. He's got that grit about him, and he's got some toughness, and he's shown some mental toughness. You know, he's a third-round pick and hadn't really been going. He's got a fourth-round pick, Keyshawn, that played a little bit before him, but he didn't let that deter him. All he did is he continued to work, and I think because he continued to approach things that way, it's going to give him a chance to really help us as we get going here.
Yeah, definitely going to be fun to see what he does in the future. Last thing, how cool is it and how surprised were you that Santa Claus was a Texans fan. He had on the Schaub jersey for the game.
I'm not surprised at all, man. I think we've got great fans out there. We've talked about that, and I'm not surprised that Santa Claus is one of them, too. So I do want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and the best from our family to yours. And we appreciate all the support that you continue to show us, and we're going to continue to work hard and continue to put a good product out on the field for you.